So I did solo practice for 11 years. When St. Francis was built in 60, by that time my practice was coming along, and to travel to three hospitals was truly a pain as a solo practitioner, because this was before the paging systems. You had to have a number to call to see if you had any calls. We didn't have beepers and all that sort of business. So we'd wind up with two patients someplace and another one someplace else and three more at another one. So it was truly an inefficient way to do things. You put cases on wherever you could. Remember, Hillcrest and St. John's were basically small hospitals, and they were 300-bed hospitals. So getting operating time or rooms could bed them down. Style of practice was so different. All patients went in the day before. There was no outpatient surgery. All patients went in the day before, no matter if they were getting a little lump removed. So hospitals were full of people who probably didn't need to be there. But that was the style of practice at that time. So they were soloists just running all over town, crossing paths here, there, and yon.
Let me just clarify a soloist and a solo practitioner. Were there those who came in and would attach themselves to one of the hospitals?
No. Many of them did. Or many of them gave up one hospital after a while. For instance, a lot of the St. John's people did not go to Hillcrest for whatever reason. Younger people that came in solo would go any place because you made a living by operating. That's how we sort of survived. When St. Francis came on the scene in 1960, it literally changed not so much the quality of care as much as it changed the style of care. It is when people began to gather into single practice specialties as groups. For instance, the orthopedists began to meld together as groups. We formed Surgical Associates, our group, and ultimately you begin to look at practicing in one institution. So St. Francis had a big part in that, not that they started out to do it that way, but because it's the only way you could efficiently practice.